Good morning. High pressures in control across the region, keeping skies clear and a somewhat cool start to the day. Temperatures mainly in the 40s, some lower 50s out there in the valleys. And we'll continue with sunshine and high pressure today, although the wind has flipped around from a westerly wind to a northwest wind flow, which will bring somewhat cooler air into the region today. But still with that strong May sun, readings will top out in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. That breeze out of the northwest will increase at times up to around 10 to 15 miles per hour. With high pressure overhead tonight, it'll be another clear and seasonably cool night with temperatures mainly in the lower 40s, but 30s will be common across the higher terrain by early tomorrow morning. This will set us up for a great start to the weekend with a good amount of sunshine on Saturday morning, mixing with some clouds in the afternoon, dry and comfortably warm with highs pushing into the lower 70s. We're also watching a couple of areas of moisture, which are currently out in the middle of the country. This will head in our direction and arrive by the second half of the weekend on Sunday. The moisture will lead to plenty of clouds by Sunday afternoon, and just the risk of a shower as the energy in the atmosphere in order to wring out that moisture will not be available. So it does look like we'll have a mainly dry day on Sunday, although not as much sunshine. Still, though, highs will be close to 70. With a front nearby on Monday, we run the risk at a few more showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies in the lower 70s before we push it into the middle and upper 70s through midweek next week. With the moisture building Tuesday through Thursday, we do run the risk at a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of northern Mississippi and Alabama, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms near the Black Hills. In the south, despite only modest mid-level winds, the forecast is for strong low-level veering, resulting in 30 to 35 knots of effective shear. This is sufficient for organized thunderstorms. The strongest storms may be capable of pockets of wind damage, as well as isolated large hail and perhaps even a tornado. In the Black Hills vicinity, the gradual approach of an upper trough will act to maintain an increasingly moist southerly flow over the north-central high plains. Orographic lift and upslope flow will lead to isolated storms by early this evening. Instability and increasing winds from the southwest in the mid and upper levels will be supportive of storm rotation. Isolated large hail, severe wind gusts appear to be the main threats. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Toluca, Jose Maria in Mexico at 5:32 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, freezing drizzle and fog in 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 38, 68% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Terrell County Airport, Cotulla, and Del Rio, all in Texas, to a low of 27 at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 60, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 95 hundredths for the month, which is 8 tenths of an inch below normal, and 9.04 inches for the year, which is 3.88 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 111, and 6,173 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1977. And the record low, 30, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:13 p.m. 14 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine to start the day, some clouds mixing in later, comfortably warm, lower 70s, more clouds than sun Sunday, a shower possible, but mostly dry, around 70, mostly cloudy Monday, just the risk of a shower, lower 70s, and a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms for the period Tuesday through Thursday with high temperatures again in the 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.